I'm Susan Fisher. I represent District 114, which is a part of Buncombe County in the North Carolina House.
Okay, now you and other members of North Carolina's representatives representing Buncombe County were involved in a meeting with Senator Tom Apodaca yesterday. Can you tell me what went on in that meeting?
Well, we were asked to come and meet with him in one of the Senate conference rooms about the bill that he plans to introduce that would district the city of Asheville's city council districts to allow for a member to come from one of each of six districts, and the mayor then would run at large.
What was your initial reaction to seeing that proposal?
Well, my initial reaction, and it remains my reaction to it, is that this is, again, another example of state government interfering in the affairs of local citizens and their local government. We really have no business doing that. There are ways to go about this that don't involve dictating to the city what it must do. I think that part of the reason for this stems from some concern in some parts of the county that they have not been represented or that they haven't had a member on city council from their part of the county for several years. But I think that you cannot dictate to people that they must run. I think you have to be inspired to run. And then furthermore, I believe that the drawing of districts should not be coming from a legislative body like the House or Senate. It should be coming from an independent body or at least give the citizens a chance to weigh in on it, maybe through a referendum.
And were those ideas that were presented to Senator Apodaca during that meeting?
Yes, we mentioned several things. We each had our concerns. Mine was that we just had a city council election and people work very hard and they spend an increasing amount of money to get elected to these seats, and it's something they believe that they want to do. We're looking at the potential of showing people out of office, removing them from office, if we go forward with the plan as described by Senator Apodaca. And I think several of the members of the delegation will look at possible amendments to the bill if it moves. We were given in this meeting 48 hours to come back with any suggestions that we might have. That 48 hours will end tomorrow, so I am imagining that the senator will file his bill tomorrow. And the exception about this filing being able to happen is that bills that are regarding election law can be filed at any time during the session. You know, we have filing deadlines throughout the short session. That happened at the very beginning of short session, but election law bills can be filed at any time because the matter of redistricting is something that's ongoing.
What was the rationale that Senator Apodaca gave for making these changes?
He said he'd heard from a number of people who were concerned that they had not had a member serve on city council for many years from their particular part of the county. And as you know, and your listeners likely know, Senator Apodaca represents a small portion of Buncombe County in the south area of the county. He gave that as his reasoning for introducing the legislation.
Have you heard that yourself?
I have not. I know that when I was serving on the school board and living in West Asheville, it was a concern of mine that someone represent the western part of the county or the city on the Asheville City School Board. And so seeing that as my own personal concern, I decided I would run or put my name out there to be appointed. And I think that everyone across the county is free to do that very thing. And I know that in West Asheville, for example, we had one particular council member who served for a number of years, and a lot of us felt like maybe it was time for a change. But when we felt that way, we just put somebody up to run instead of saying, oh, well, we need to draw lines so that we make sure that someone runs. And again, this is the state telling the local governments and their citizens what to do in a way that is not unlike what we've seen in several instances. You remember Representative Moffitt, when he was in the House, passed a bill that resulted in the districting of county commission races. But this will do the same thing for the city of Asheville. I think one of the differences with Asheville is that it is a lot smaller city than other cities that have come under this districting mandate. So it'll be interesting to see if the Senate or the House allow for any amendments, or if the House takes it up. But I imagine that we will hear more about it as we go along in finishing up this session.
All right. Well, Representative Fisher, those are the questions I had. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I would like for your listeners to know that the delegation feels really strongly that citizen input is necessary in this process. And I would welcome any reactions, concerns, ideas about how to approach this legislation as it moves. I always welcome those suggestions from the people that it will affect.